Drug imports at our border and coming from China. 40% of all the drugs taken in the United States are manufactured overseas. Right now, we've had to cancel inspections in China. We've had to cancel inspections in India.
My oh my, day 10 in the shutdown, a little glimpse of some of the things that we just don't have, courtesy of Senator Mikulski. That's who you heard there. So what's new, what's different, and what's happening that you might not have known until you tuned into this program? Hope you're doing well in your world. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. Thanks for tuning in to us. And this is how the game goes as it continues to roll on. The ice has finally been broken somewhat. And on Thursday, yep, the president's going to meet with 18 House Republicans at the White House. The effort is on to end the government shutdown and raise the debt ceiling by October 17th. There is no conversation anymore of defunding Obamacare. It's shifted now and focused on something completely different, entitlement programs, making changes to Medicare and Social Security, but not doing that right away. Lifting the debt ceiling for about 6 weeks, the Republicans want, in exchange for an agreement to make structural changes to the programs I just mentioned. Is this a fair deal? The House and the Senate would have a month and a half, basically, to finalize a long-term budget plan and then write up the legislation to implement the entitlement reforms, which would affect probably some of the people listening to America Tonight. They're talking about cost of living increase, that wouldn't go up, and you would also have to pay more premium on the Medicare stuff. So we'll see. There's been negotiating happening, just not with the president at all whatsoever. I mean, zero. Negotiations have not happened. Now it's happening. Now it's happening on the Hill. There's been these conversations about what to do and how do we get there, because we can't possibly go through the catastrophe of exceeding the debt ceiling, right? Because then that happens and it's cash and carry, as I like to say. The majority leader in the House, Eric Cantor, met on Wednesday with the two House Democratic counterparts in a way, the minority leader Nancy Pelosi and the minority whip Steny Hoyer. And they indicated there wasn't any great breakthroughs, but they did say that this was happening with the president and that there was, you know, going to be some negotiating going on there. The White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said Obama was disappointed that Speaker Boehner is preventing his members from coming to the White House, because remember, that was what was happening before, but now there's this committee that they're going to have, this Republican committee. So it's interesting, the 18. And they think that that's maybe a little bit too small. Here's what I think. I think that there is a deal in the wind. The deal is exactly what I just said. It's going to be some sort of a six-week kind of a Band-Aid and then make plans to set the actual budget, but not try to negotiate it out when we're so close to the debt ceiling and it has to be raised. So now all of the posturing, all of the conversation, all of the blaming gets put aside for a few minutes, and then boom, there's this six miracle weeks in between to come up with the budgets. So the sacred cow programs like Social Security are definitely going to be sacrificed in this shutdown. I cannot imagine nothing will happen to Social Security. What will happen is there's going to be a cut. So think of the left and how infuriated they must be. That they don't like that there's going to be a reduction in it. That they're like Congressman Elijah Cummings says he prays that the president won't do that. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she had a meeting, and the Democrats, several of them, had a meeting with the president in the East Room of the White House. This was part of that unifying effort. She said it was positive. She also said that she could accept a two-month debt ceiling, her caucus hike, if the alternative is a U.S. default. So they could accept a two-month debt ceiling hike if the alternative is blowing the whole thing up. So here we go again with the meetings. It's meeting Washington, that's all they do. And there are a lot of people that think Social Security should be off the table, that it's not a legitimate source of money because it's a source of deficit spending, but it's on the table. So the hard no is going to come out in a different direction. The president is going to, finally he's going to throw in on the Social Security and some of the other entitlement things because they're going to have to at this point. You know, there's actually a national committee to preserve Social Security and Medicare. It's an advocacy group. And in fact, Max Reitman is the president. We've talked to him. And he says they're very concerned, very, very concerned, that once again there are bargaining chip in negotiations on the debt and the shutdown of the government. But this impasse is too deep and too close to the debt ceiling limit again. So I think the entitlement cuts are going to be part of the bigger budget negotiations that follow the Band-Aids. That's what I think is going to happen. And Obamacare and defunding it, not happening. We knew that, though, right? You knew that was not going to happen. It was out there. It was dangled by Senator Ted Cruz, and there were others in the House that were saying the same thing, but it's not happening. It's not going to get defunded. Knowing that that's not going to happen, how do you feel about that when you see what's happening as far as the Affordable Health Care Act, maybe where you work or having to go and get it? And everybody knows now, because it's been the butt of every joke on late night television, the screw-ups, the glitches in trying to get to the websites, it's been horrid. So it has nothing to do with the coverage, because at this point, who knows? Who knows? Because they haven't even gotten that far. So many people are struggling on the enrollment side of it. Somebody told me the other day, I've been trying to talk to people who have gone on the websites, and they say they got booted out in the beginning just by signing up for it. So that was obviously a big deal to get booted from that when you were going to sign in and get a password and all that sort of stuff. So they got to go beyond that. They're working on the kinks. Impossible to know how many officially signed up, just that millions have gone to websites with state exchanges and both the federal website, too, as well. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, the mailbag. Lots of you had lots of thoughts on what's happening with the government. We'll mix in a few other things as well as part of our topic of conversation. Stay with us. 855-266-5283. You can throw in, too, as well. Step up and take your shot on America Tonight.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 37 extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I heat up, I can't cool down. The time is spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame, burning flame full of desire. Just baby, let the fire get higher.
All right, abracadabra, just like that. You want to toss in, don't be shy, 855-266-5283. If you were hardcore Tea Party and you think, wow, I really thought they were going to push for the trying to defund Obamacare, so I'm disappointed in what's now happening because the Republicans have softened the stance. However, they're demanding entitlement cuts, which is what they're going to have to concede to the Democrats if they want the Band-Aid and then ultimately the negotiations over that. Seems ridiculous that we get to this point, the fiscal cliff, the end of the road, the ridiculous lengths that we continue to go through just to get a budget in this country. That could take 4 hours to talk about and to have guests on, and we have had guests on talking about it. It makes no sense to any of us who have to figure out in our own lives our budgets, and guess what? If we don't, we lose cars, we lose houses, we lose families. So we make it happen, right? We make it happen, people, but they can't make it happen. They can't seem to make it happen in Washington, and so it goes back to the same old thing in one sense of the word. So entitlements have Democrats upset, the possibility of cutting the entitlements and the idea that the whole Obamacare defunding has been dropped has other people furious. But you knew this was going to happen because it's not going to work smashing against that debt ceiling, because ultimately it'll cost you and me much more. Remember, we fund this charade of a government 80%, baby. 80% of what is taken in taxes goes to fund the government in some manner. So we're paying for it. I hope you're enjoying what you're getting, because what we're getting is this the same old nonsense. And many of you are tired of even this conversation, and that's why we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. I love those words. We always have overflow as far as the mail's concerned. We got this from Henry, who says, Kate Delaney, I'm really not even quite sure how to say this, but I guess I will. My entire life I have paid into Social Security. Now when it's my turn to retire, I have to worry that I'm not going to get cost of living increases, that I'm going to have hiked up premiums for my Medicare. It's so outrageous and so typical. Timing is everything in life, isn't it? And I guess my timing sucks, pardon the expression. And I think it's a giant ripoff to people who are part of the baby boomer generation, because they know it's going to be an inordinate amount of people, so it's conveniently the time to slice it. I would have to say I am furious at the idea of entitlements being cut, at least when it comes to Social Security. Yeah, I don't think you're alone in that, because what you described there is, whoops, it's my turn, it's my turn, so where is it? And the answer is, I grew up in the generation after that where, it's, well, we're not going to get a turn anyway. So whatever you paid in, don't think you're going to get it back. And at this point, Social Security, you know, could be completely off the table in the budget negotiating process. Who knows? I mean, it's just been thrown up there. But I think it becomes part of it. I do. I think it becomes part of the deal. Paul Ryan had an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal, and he talked about that. That was part of the plan to end the shutdown, the debt standoff, is to get an agreement that there would some of those sacred cows would be up for cuts. And one of them is Social Security. One of them would be that. Here's another one. This one from Harvey the Man. I love that. There's somebody else I know, actually, I'm thinking, that has the man as part of their name, nickname, obviously. So Harvey the Man in Georgia says, hello, America. Tonight, the Ryan plan is all wet. I was listening to it all day today on the talkers on the tube, opening up the lid on this. And the deal is, in his piece, he talked about Medicare and Social Security and talked about what he called modest structural changes. I don't think that modest means slicing it to any great proportions. And when we're talking about structural changes, I don't know how deep those structural changes would go. It seems all very vague to me, does it not? Well, yeah, it was an op-ed piece where he did talk about that, and he did use those exact words. And this is an op-ed. So he said the initial short-term increase in the debt ceiling wouldn't be clean. So it would happen without some agreement already reached. There would be time to go through the process to get the conferences and the committees together and you'd have short-term problems. We'd have short-term debt, so it would like be a six-week deal. And then you would turn around, you'd have the ceiling that you'd be talking about, and because they're not going to have a full-term deal, and then they'd work on the long-term deal. So ridiculous, isn't it? It is. It's so ridiculous. I'm thinking back to some of the jobs that I had being a manager. When I first got out of college, I was, of course, you're trying to get any job you can. I worked at a radio station in Philadelphia part-time, and so, yeah, I was stringing those jobs together to make that money, right? So I worked at the radio station part-time, and I worked in a clothing store as an assistant manager, then manager, and I had to make a budget. I had to come up with a budget. I was 21, and there was a string of stores, and they said, it's yours. You got to come up with it. So I had to make a budget. What did I know about that with the clothing industry? Guess what? I learned. I found out. Because I didn't want to lose my job. I needed my job. I was paying off some of my debt. I was paying off some of my student loans. And certainly if a 21-year-old Kate Delaney could do it, who knew nothing about merchandising, the people that we put in these positions over and over again, which, by the way, are some senior members, they certainly can figure out a way to do this. Certainly. All right, here's one from Bob listening to us in Missouri. Kate Delaney, have you said anything about the great St. Louis Cardinals? Did you happen to see what happened? Woohoo! We are celebrating. All right, so yeah, you didn't even tell us what happened. And what happened is they're going to the National League Championship Series, 6-1 win over the Pirates, which is in one way a shame, huh, for the Pirate fans. It's been 21 years since they were in the playoffs, but they were bounced out of the playoffs. I did watch a big chunk of that game, and it was all St. Louis. I mean, they broke it open big time in the eighth. They had more security runs there, but they had the two, they right away got on the board with a two-zip lead in the second inning, and part of this had to do with some great pitching. Adam Wainwright was incredible. And, you know, went all the way on the mound, all the way through. And I think that was the big part of the big difference for the Cardinals. But, yeah, congratulations to the Cardinals. How about that? There they are in the position, again, to maybe make another run at the World Series. It seems like yesterday that they won the World Series just a few years ago. But, yes, congratulations to them, certainly. All right, this one, let's take another one quickly. This one from Ben, who says, Kate Delaney, when is the government shutdown going to end? How much of this can we take? Do you think it's over by the end of the week? Well, the way it's going now, it looks like it could be over by the end of the week or the beginning of next week, because it's about the debt ceiling. So they're going to try to save that, get that in place before it's too late. In other words, not hit the 17th. And in doing that, I think they wrap up by the beginning of probably next week. There'll be some big announcement. I doubt we're going to hear this on the 16th. So the Band-Aid negotiation will happen, and then it's the second negotiation that'll get interesting, but they'll have to have a few things in place to probably make it easier. So after all this heavy drama, the drama probably ends in a whimper, in a sense. But who gets caught in the middle of it with cuts to maybe entitlements? What happens on the other side of this is interesting. By the way, thrown under the bus, a couple of people thrown under the bus. Hey, speaking of throwing things, dumb things I shouldn't have done, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Ginny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. One of my favorite segments, about to head your way next. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Granddad!
All right, I'm going to lead off, and I got so much mail on this. I cherry-picked some really good ones. We're going to Missouri, Illinois, and Florida. Listeners had some dumb things they shouldn't have done. Here's the dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. You know that Mahalo, my dog, is my best friend, just like your pup is your best friend. But I don't know if you have this problem or not. Mahalo likes to do everything he can with me. He doesn't like it when I leave the house. He wants to be with me. So quite often I find that he is, well, as some of you could relate to, a traveling companion.
Do you want to go for a ride in the car? You do? Well, let's go for a ride then. What are we waiting on? Let's go for a ride in the car.
One problem when you take your dog in the car. Here's the thing. I have a golden retriever, and, you know, there are dogs that don't shed, but he sheds a little bit. And for some reason, I don't know why, I just didn't put anything back there. I didn't put any kind of cover or anything. And I have a clean car. It's the seats actually aren't leather, right? So I just didn't think about the hair, and I had to pick up a couple of people from the airport. And they came out wearing all black. I didn't think anything about it, right? Driving, taking them to their hotel, get out of the car, helping them with stuff, and man, suddenly they are covered in golden retriever hair. Oh, it was so embarrassing. I hope you enjoyed your ride. Sorry about the hair on your slacks and your shirt and your sports coat. So I found this cool thing. My pal sent it to me, called Sticky Sheets, just in the nick of time. And you should check out these seats, these sheets, man, for your seats. It's a big sheet. You stick it on the sheet, you rip it, and then it pulls up all that hair. And that's exactly what it did. So pet hair is one of the big uses for it. It's very, very cool. So the timing could not have been better. In fact, I've already had a couple people ask me about it, so I'm just going to tell you. StickySheets.com, go there and you can check it out for yourself. But it's like for places where there's pet hair and all kinds of lint and things that get all over the place, you know, when you have those big areas. So that was very timely. Too bad I didn't have sticky sheets before I picked up two people that were pretty important to me that were wearing black clothing, and Mahalo had just traveled with me. So that is a dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. I should have checked the seat. I didn't realize that there was dog hair on it. This one comes to us from Sue in Missouri, and she says, Miss Kate, I had the fortune to have a friend who did pretty well and retired and decided that she wanted to see Europe, and she wanted her friend to go with her, so she paid for me. I only had to pay for a few incidentals, so how cool is that? And we had a great trip. We went to Italy, we went to France, we went to England, you name it, we were there. We went to about 7 different countries. So I gathered up wine to take home with me. I should have shipped it, I suppose, but I didn't even think about it. I had it packed in my little carry-on bag. But what is the problem with that, Miss Kate? You cannot take wine through the airport onto your plane. So I could have waited for about 2 hours, because that's how long the line was, to try to mail it back. But we were in a hurry. I had to ditch 6 bottles of wine that I had picked up along the way. I was so sad, but it was my fault. What a dumb thing I shouldn't have done. Yeah, Sue, I got a tip for you. It's called put the wine in your luggage. Wrap it up tightly or in a wine skin. That's what people do. I suppose you're not supposed to do it, but that's what people do. They even tell you at wineries in other countries, or even if you go to Hawaii, to do that. So that's how you get it back in. And I'm sure it was sentimental reasons for the wine, because wine is so cheap in those places, but now she lost it all because she didn't stick it in her luggage and wrap it up. John in Illinois, he has an interesting one, and it's, you know, actually John in Illinois' dumb thing made me think not to do the same thing. How many people listening to America Tonight have, like, shoes in the garage where you're going to mow the lawn, or you're doing weeding, or you're working on some other project, you know, you're building a tree fort or whatever, but you have your old shoes that you use or work boots in the garage? Well, John in Illinois says, Kate, you will not believe what I did. I have a pair of work boots in the garage that I use when I mow and trim, and when my wife jumps on me to do various things like rebuild part of the fence, and it's all good. But when I go in the garage, I take off my other shoes, and then I put on the work boots. Lo and behold, the garage had a spider problem. There was a brown recluse in the bottom of my shoe. I was bit by the recluse. Yes, it's true, not made up. I had no idea. I had a weird thing on my foot, was panicked, had no idea what that was, went to the podiatrist's office, and apparently that was it. They were able to treat it. I still have a funky, weird little hole-ish thing in the bottom of the foot. So be careful if you do the same thing. You know, I do that. I mean, I do have a, you know, pair of like, hiking, short hiking things in the garage, and I'll make sure that I check for spiders or other things in it. Ooh, that is creepy, to say the least. Plus dangerous. Those brown recluses, I think, I don't know if you can die from it. You might be able to die from it. I know they're bad. My brother had one I might have told the story before in America Tonight, and pardon me if I am repeating myself, but he had one that hit him in the face when he was sleeping. He didn't know it, and it kind of made a tiny little mark, and that's what it was. He went to the doctors, and that's what it was, and there was some kind of treatment for it, too, and he was fine, but it's scary, I think, that all of a sudden you have no idea, oh, there's this crater in my face. And some people get it so bad that, I mean, the spider bite, it's just like, boom, their skin is wrecked. I mean, it's I can't even describe it. I can't even look at the pictures of it, but I've seen some of the pictures of it. And I think that's brown recluse or black widow or some other variety of spider. All right, here's one from Joseph in Florida. I think some people may be able to relate to this, and it's a real bummer when you do it. But Joseph says, Miss Kate, I have a convertible. Now, it's an old convertible, but it's cool. It's fun to drive around in it, and it's one of those Sebrings. And Sebrings, I think I've been in one of those before. Anyway, he says, I forgot to put the top up, and I was in a restaurant and didn't even think about it, thought the top was up. And in the meantime, my car is in the parking lot during a terrible rain shower getting soaked. I am not fooling. When I got out, I didn't even realize it. Went to the car, went to get in as I was running with the coat over my head, and had no choice. Got in the car, sat in a puddle. It was like I sat in a bucket. It was pretty bad, and I had to get the whole thing cleaned out. It was almost as though I were driving in an aquarium when I was driving home. Oh, that's bad. When you have a convertible, convertibles, I think, are very cool. But you guys know this. You have to remember the whole idea of the weather can, depending on where you live. He lives in Florida, and it can change on a dime. They have those, you know, those little rain showers where it just rains for 20 minutes and then it's gone. And sometimes it rains heavy and then it's gone. But they've had a lot of rain there lately. You just have to remember that you have to put that top up. You have to put it up. Otherwise, that's what happens. That happens with the thing with convertibles that can also happen is the leaks. People don't realize with the back and the forth, depending on how old it is and what kind of convertible we're talking about, where you can get a leak in the roof. And if you have one of those, well, good luck, because you're still going to have water. I mean, water is going to seep in. You're going to have a problem with it. You know, there are some things attached to a convertible that can kind of, I think, dissuade you from getting one because of stories like Joseph's story. Well, what's he going to do? He has to drive home. I mean, suppose he could have put the top up, left the car there, got a taxi, went home, come back in the morning. I mean, but what's the difference? He lets the water out of the car. He's still got to deal with it, and you might as well just deal with it head on. Although the driving would have been scary to me, and with a bunch of water in it, that can also be dangerous, too, because you could flood it out even from the inside. But I bet it wasn't cheap to clean that whole thing either. By the time you take it to a car wash, get it done, probably had to get it detailed depending on what kind of seats they were. Ooh, he gets the award for, I think, the dumbest thing. I might have come in second, I don't know, with the dog thing. Not realizing, just totally oblivious. Boom. Oblivious to the fact, oh yeah, you have a dog and the dog's tooling around with you in the back seat. And you know, my car's clean. I don't throw a bunch of cans, a bunch of trash and stuff in there. But not so clean when you think that somebody gets in and then they're suddenly covered in hair, you know. And it just reminded me, it's like remember the chest hair Steve Carell had on when he was in that movie, The 40-Year-Old Virgin? That's what the people look like, but it was dog hair when they came out of my car. Oh, humiliating. Hang with us. Going to introduce you to a couple of really cool people with an interesting brand next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit IWantThatBunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
I shoot the mass up to my hand. It gives me a position.
Really excited about our next guest, husband and wife team, who actually founded the Barefoot Wine brand. You know it. And they've also got a book out called The Barefoot Spirit. It's on the New York Times best-selling business book list. And what's very cool about these two, and so unique, and the reason why we're bringing them on America tonight to introduce them to all of you around the country, if you haven't heard of them, and the thing that's, like I say, very unique is the fact that they're speaking all over this country to college campuses, to people far and wide, and teaching in these colleges, in their talks, entrepreneurs, that you know what the secret is to becoming the next Mark Cuban? And I'm certainly very familiar with Mark Cuban. As you all know, I used to cover the Dallas Mavericks. Or Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook fame is really coming to grips with your passion and the profits from that. So money with a mission. And I love this idea. They were out in Florida, and we managed to get some time with them. And I want to welcome to the show Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. As I said, the Barefoot brand, the Barefoot Wine is their baby. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing terrific, Kate. Thank you for that great introduction.
Yeah, thanks, yep. Kate.
Bonnie, so you're spending a lot of time with Michael, obviously. What an interesting couple, and 1,500 miles in Florida, all those speeches. And when you go and do them, how do you feel, you know, the connection you're making with these students? How do you feel about that connection? Obviously, you must like it, not to put words in your mouth, or, Bonnie, you wouldn't be doing it the way you're doing it. What do you get out of this?
It's totally energizing. I know that I learned a lot about being a business owner and growing a business and marketing, and it is such a delight to be able to share it with these students, and they're so eager and ready to go out there and try their new idea. we've learned so many things over the 20 years that we had in business growing the Barefoot brand. Now that we're speaking together, yes, we've spent a lot of time together, and we kind of like it.
I love
now,
that.
So far, so good.
That's a good answer. All right, so Michael, how did you and Bonnie dream this up? Not your brand, but how did you dream up the idea of, hey, we love what we did, the whole passion thing. We look at other entrepreneurs who have had successes. What made you decide to let's take this show on the road and let's go and influence some people?
Well, you know, Bonnie and I have been together for 30 years, and we never had any kids. But we wound up, you know, babysitting other people's kids and were aware of other people's kids growing up. And then we had a business, and we were hiring people who were really about the age of any kids we would have had. And so we mentored them and helped them and answered their questions, you know, why do they call it duct tape, and you know, why is the sky blue, and any question they'd ask us. We spent a lot of time explaining it to them, and we really gained a lot of rewarding feelings as a result of that. And so when we sold the business in 2005 to the largest wine company in the world, we said, what are we going to do now? And then we got hit with a huge recession in 2007, and we thought, gee, these young people right now, they've got to take a good look at self-employment as probably the only form of employment because a lot of those middle management jobs are just gone or offshore. So we got the idea because everybody had been bugging us for years. You got to write a book. You got to write a book. So we finally broke down, stopped procrastinating, and wrote the book. And so then we decided the best way to do it would be to write the book for people who are like 18 to 24 years old to encourage them to start their own businesses. And then we started getting invited on the road to the colleges and universities to speak to the kids. And we started doing that. And we went out there to inspire them. But I'm telling you, Kate, they inspired us.
Yeah, how cool is that? I love that. As Bonnie said, the energy that you're getting from all of these kids that you're touching. Do you think, Bonnie, that this is actually a great time to be an entrepreneur? So much focus on that, so much focus on going it your own way and creating things instead of working for a company. Do you think it's a good time?
It's absolutely a good time. One thing is there's not as many options to be working for other companies. Let's be frank about that. A lot of students are studying hard and learning business and being coached by people like us that have been entrepreneurs and been through it. Those kind of studies were never available to us. So this is an opportunity, and with all the information age that we're in, and money is easier to borrow. The interest rates at least are lower. So there's a lot of reasons to go into business now. But I think mostly it's that there's so many resources available to people like Michael and I talking and sharing our successes and our problems.
There you go. I like that. We're speaking with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. They founded the Barefoot Wine brand, as I mentioned now a couple of times, and they're speaking all over the country, really, at college campuses and talking to a lot of these young entrepreneurs as they will go out and strike it on their own, many of them, about combining profits with passion. Michael, what is it about that? You know, I used to say this, that I'd meet people who would tell me they were going to be so rich. They were going to be so rich, but they had no game plan. Then I would meet people that would just be glowing with passion about whatever it was they were involved in. And wouldn't you know, the people that had the passion were the ones that ended up really with the money.
Well, that's because what it takes to end up with the money is a lot of tenacity. I mean, you get pandered to every day by all of the press and the media that want to give you this idea that there's all these overnight sensations, internet millionaires. And so a lot of the young people think, oh, I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a fortune. But it's really a get-rich-slow scheme. I'm sorry. And that means that you've got to get out there. You've got to stick to your passion. You've got to love what you're doing. You've got to love it so much that even when you're faced with roadblocks, even when you're faced with abject technical bankruptcy for years, that you keep on going. You have to believe that there's a solution. You're not going to find the solution unless you believe it's there. And you have to be able to inspire the people that work for you and the people who buy from you and everybody on the whole distribution chain. And that's what the Barefoot spirit is. It's the spirit behind the Barefoot brand. This is a brand that is the number one wine brand in the United States. And when we started it, we never advertised. We took it up to become a national bestseller with no advertising. We just supported our passionate desires to support worthy causes and nonprofit organizations that were close to us in our heart.
Bonnie, what would you say, what would you tell, and what do you say to some of these kids is the toughest thing? Michael talked about tenacity and that obviously you have tough times and you got to keep digging that well. What would you tell the kids, or what do you tell the kids are a couple of things they need to keep in mind when they strike out on their own?
Well, when people start off, they're going to be making a lot of mistakes, and that's normal. It's part of the learning process, so don't be afraid of that. But do it in a small area. Don't try to go national with something or have plans that are bigger than a territory that you can actually drive around in and meet your customers, know your end users, understand the distribution system all along the way. And when you're talking to people face-to-face on every level of business, then you'll be able to understand a lot more about your product, about what your customer wants, about the distribution requirements and the retail requirements, if that's the way that your product is sold. And you'll be able to make your mistakes and go through your learning process in a small area that you can really control. And that's a good way to start off.
Yeah, there you go. Michael, the happiest of all the collaborations, obviously your marriage, but of all the collaborations between you and Bonnie, what was your most exciting moment as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think it was when we traded debt for bottling services and wine from a bankrupt winery and had a couple of $100,000 worth of wine and bottling services landing in our lap. And we decided to take over the debt. We decided to go out and sell it. And we had no idea what we were doing. And we took a look at our laundry room and we said, well, let's make that an office. We can't afford a washer and a dryer anyway. And so we moved into the laundry room and we started Barefoot Cellars. It was very exciting, that beginning.
Did you ever imagine, Bonnie, that, as Michael said in the beginning, that Barefoot would explode the way it did?
Funny you should ask. I really did. Believe it. I felt that it was going to sell a lot of wine. I just had a feeling about it. And I saw that it was very approachable and it was fun. And I felt that the market was really ready for that. I know I was. I was ready for a wine that was approachable and something that I could remember, something that I could pronounce. Thank you very much. And also something that was of a price that we could, you know, that people were willing to pay. So that was pretty exciting.
Well, you two have been a delight. I know you're probably exhausted. You're probably enjoying some of your wine right now and kicking back outside of San Francisco in your digs. We won't disclose the location, but somewhere fabulous. And if you want to learn more about Michael and Bonnie, you can go to barefootwinefounders.com. Guys, you were terrific. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It was a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks a lot, Kate. This was fun.
Thanks. You guys are terrific. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Science is the new art. Databases day to day. Keep spreading cheat smarts. Hustle, make the data pay. I could be in Babby Way plus Geekology. Tell from my avatar that I'm most definitely music.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.